Welcome again to another CheapWineFighter.com podcast. This is Domain Dave. This time we've got something a little bit different, but from the usual place. This is a $14.99 wine from Trader Joe's, but it's an import wine. And it's been around for a while, but I've somehow neglected it. It is the Saint Celine Chablis 2022. Chablis is 100% Chardonnay. That's what they do. It's the northern part of Burgundy, you know, and north of Chablis is Champagne. But they do Chardonnay. And that's all they do. And let's see, I'll explain. There's four different levels. There's Petite Chardonnay, and there is a town, a village called Chardonnay in the outskirts. That's Petite Chardonnay. And then there's the main part, and that's Chablis, AOC or AOP. And then there's Cru Chablis, and that's just the best parts. Having minerality in the soil is very, very important, and that's the best soils is those, it's about 20%, 17%. And then there's Grand Cru, and Grand Cru is just one slope and seven vineyards. And that's the top of the heap. But, you know, this regular Chablis is nothing to be sneezed at, as it is allergy season. And I'm going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it. It is from a good Chablis producer, Domaine Rocard. They've been around since 1973. They're one of the first people in Burgundy and Chablis to produce organic and biodynamic wines. This one isn't biodynamic or that, but according to it's made from a single vineyard of 30-year-old vines. You know, 30-year-old vines are right in their prime, so it's a single vineyard with grapes in their prime. And it's estate bottled, which means this is an estate wine. This is a legitimate Chablis, you know, but the regular AOC, not the Cru or the... But that's fine because it's $14.99. And places that don't have Trader Joe's or Aldi North sell it for $20, maybe up to $25 in that range. And it's... Because this is legit. This isn't negotiant. This isn't... Which isn't a bad thing if you pick right. Negotiate means that they bought it from, you know, excess wine from different places. Now, this is a bottling that the Domaine made. And that's a good thing when it comes to fancy wines like Chablis. You know, Chablis is Chardonnay. But one of the weird things about it is back in the 60s and 70s, every cheap jug wine that was white wine was Chablis. You can still find Chablis wines and jugs and stuff, and it's not really Chablis. Chablis is from Chablis, and it's a certain type of Chardonnay grown in really minerally soils. And the one thing about these, they don't see oak, especially in the more expensive ones might be oak, like the Crus and the Grand Crus, but these are usually stainless steel. They do them on lees. On lees is when they keep the dead yeast in with the wine, and they stir it batonnage. Batonnage sounds fancy, but it means stick because they stir it. And the more you stir it, the creamier texture becomes to the wine. And they don't tell you how much they stirred it, but from taste, they stirred a little bit. I'm going to take another sip, and this is not like... It's not like California anymore. It's really nicely structured wine, and it's got great length. And it's lean and sleek. And it's got a lot of flavor. This is not a flavor, a flavor impoverished wine. This one's got flavor, but it's all really balanced and really subtle. You know, sometimes you get used to California wines where they're ripe and they're juicy and the flavors are nice and rounded, and I love them. I'm not complaining about that at all. But then you have a Chablis, and this is a nice Chablis. This is an American taste bud Chablis because it's got a lot of good flavors and identifiable flavors, and nothing really out, you know, there's nothing there that, you know, what is that? I mean, because sometimes the higher up you go or fancy you go, flavors can get challenging, but not here. This is really easy to drink, and it's a really well-made wine. It's, I mean, it, you taste it and you go, ah, this is good. Someone knew what they were doing to make this, and here it is in kind of unassuming in Trader Joe's import section, and it just is a really nice wine to drink. Only 12.5% alcohol, which is typical for Chablis. You know, West Coast Chardonnay, you know, can have 13.5 to 14.5 in alcohol. So these little bit less alcoholic wines, but still full of good flavor. I'll take another sip, and it's fairly lightly colored because there is no oak. It's got minerality, but the minerality is just dancing around the edges. You can tell it's there and it's supposed to be there. That's one of the things about Burgundian wines, is the rocks and the soil and that type of thing. They're very proud of that. Yeah, this is delicious wine. $14.99 is a really good price. I mean, you could go to a fancy wine shop and not know who these producers are. Go to Trader Joe's, you take a chance on a $15 bottle, and you're getting one of the best producers in Chablis. So it's kind of like one of those wines, if you don't know Chablis, if you're not don't know Burgundy, Trader Joe's will hook you up. I mean, this is a solid single vineyard, good producers, excellent producer. Well-made wine that's really nicely priced. $14.99 for a Chablis that's of this quality is a really good price. And it's a summer wine because it's not heavy, it's light, it's got length. It'll keep your palate engaged and ready for the next sip. Yeah, this is a good wine. $14.99 is well-priced for this Chablis. And if you're kind of getting tired of California Chablis, this will shake things up for you. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. Like us where you like your podcast. Push the button for Spotify or something. Even if you don't like us there, do it because it helps, if you will, please. Ha-ha. And that's it for me. We got more coming up. I think I promised a couple little sparkling wines and summertime spritzer types things, and we'll be doing that in a few days. So keep it cheap and stay safe. Adios. Bye-bye.